KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The College World Series starts this week in Omaha, and the eight-team field is finally set. A couple games postponed from Sunday. Oklahoma defeated the number 15 seed Kansas 13-2, and number 7 Alabama knocked off St. John's 7-2. First two games on Friday in Omaha, all of them on ESPN. The 16 seed West Virginia takes on Troy. That's Friday at 1 o'clock, followed by number 5 North Carolina versus Ole Miss at 6. Then a pair of games on Saturday, double elimination. Number 7 Alabama takes on Oklahoma at 2 o'clock, followed by number 3 Georgia and number 6 Texas at 7 p.m. The Arizona Diamondbacks have signed former Twins outfielder Max Kepler, who is still serving an 80-game suspension for testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Kepler will not be able to report to the team until June 25th, when his suspension ends. Kepler tested positive in January for a substance that's contained in some products used in bodybuilding stores and has been used in products to promote cattle growth. He was the first player suspended by Major League Baseball for the substance since public announcement of the penalty started in 2005. Few games on the schedule last night. A wild one in Vegas as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Athletics 15-14 in 12 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Vaughn had 4 hits and 4 RBIs, including a 2-run double that tied the score in the ninth. The game featured 34 hits, 14 pitchers combined to throw 444 pitches last night. It was just the fourth game in Major League history with at least 29 runs and 11 home runs. The Yankees' Cody Bellinger would have a 2-run single with the bases loaded in the 10th, would give New York a 7-5 victory over Cleveland. Philadelphia's Christopher Sanchez struck out 10. He allowed 2 runs over 7 innings. Philadelphia Phillies beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. Seattle's Josh Naylor hit a grand slam during a 5-run fifth as the Mariners beat Baltimore 6-3. Houston's Jose Altuve scored on a go-ahead run in the 10th on a pop-out to shallow center as the Astros defeat the LA Angels 5-4 in 10 innings. Gavin Sheets with a game-tying double for San Diego. He would then score the go-ahead run as the Reds would misplay 3 straight bunts by the Padres in the 7th. San Diego defeats Cincinnati 6-2. The Washington Nationals would defeat the San Francisco Giants 4-3. Washington's Dalen Lyle hit a go-ahead single in the 9th. And the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Boston Red Sox 3-1. Tampa Bay's Yandy Diaz with a leadoff home run last night as he drove in 2 of their 3 runs. Iran's national soccer team arrived in Mexico on Sunday for a World Cup preparation, training along the U.S. border as visa issues continue to affect members of its traveling delegation ahead of the World Cup later this month. Iran's team arrived in Tijuana after leaving from Turkey. They shifted its training base from Arizona to Mexico due to complications with U.S. visa processing. Several members of Iran's team remain without clearance to enter the U.S., where they're scheduled to play 3 group stage matches. They open up June 15th against New Zealand, followed by matches against Belgium and Egypt. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.